Were your first jobs like in that the all sort of Strathardo area?
Blair.
But
well, when
Blair.
The,
Blair.
When you're big enough, you east of town, you went the potato planting.
Mm-hmm.
And the back end, you went the potato lifting.
And that was a joke.
A fortnight, 2 weeks potato holidays, you call them.
Yeah.
And you'd work and save money to buy your boots for the winter time.
That's right. You have to get your school clothes.
No, I.
Remember, I went down to the Berries to Bendicky, and I stayed with Auntie Effie.
Oh, summertime, yeah.
Auntie Effie had 7 children. That was our mother's sister. This was the one that had the fancy boots, you know, whatever. And meow. And I was there, so that would make 8 kids.
Was he soon before the drop?
And we had the same 2 bedrooms. And an outside loo that was a dry closet.
Still there.
That was down at Bendicky. And I used to go down there and stay for the summer holidays, went to Berries, made money, of course, and brought it all home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But your first job was in Plant Noble and Young, wasn't it? Solicitor.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I started working
there. Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
They were our lawyers, and they were right next door to the bank.
How old were you then? 16, 15?
15. Left school on the Friday and I started working there in the Monday.
That's Sunday break. Right in my eye.
But it was the director of the high school that sent me down to... in those days, I suppose maybe they still do. I mean, firms would go to the school to see who was going to be leaving.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
That was the sort of system it was done, wasn't it? And anybody that was eligible, I was going to go to the lawyers, obviously, and Christopher McLennan's mind.
When I was leaving the school at 15, I could have got into the college, the commercial bank.
Wow.
Mother wanted me to go into commercial bank. But I wanted to go into the garage. So father took me to Harper's, and old Jim Harper said, "Anna, you're too young. Come back when you're 16. But go to the trades college in Dundee first of all."
That was the best advice then, Donnie, wasn't it? It was good advice.
Spend there for a year, every day, just like school.
Right.
You but would come down from Lagindu.
Lagindu,
down from Lagindu to Dundee to go to the trades school.
And a wee motorbike.
You would just go yourself, like,
no, I didn't
really
go and then go to the bus.
Ah, right.
Uh-huh. You got your ticket. We got paid for it.
Mm. You got an allowance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, even now that's quite a commute.
Hmm?
Even now that's quite a commute, you know, to do every day.
Yeah.
Oh, aye. Mm. And that was all sorts of roads, winter time and winters were really quite hard in those days.